Sri Ramana Maharshi often would say that the best mantra is, "Who am I?" But I think sometimes it's actually more appropriate to ask another question of ourselves, especially during meditation. Where am I? Because the real question is, where does your mind go? It's not a question of where the body is, but where is the mind? Where does it go? There's a wonderful story that used to be told by the great 19th century Indian sage, Sri Ramakrishna. He tells a story of two friends, two guys, who one night are deciding what are they going to do for kicks that night. One of them says, "Why don't we go to the temple? You know, they're going to be reading some holy text. The Mandukya Upanishad is going to be read. We'll get some real wisdom from that." The other guy looks around. "You know, why don't we go to the brothel? I hear they got some really nice chicks there. They just came in to Calcutta. You know, we'll have a great time. Forget this temple nonsense." They have an argument for a while. Neither can convince the other. One guy goes to the temple, the other goes to the brothel. Well, the guy who's in the brothel, suddenly he's in there and he's starting to think about his friend, you know. And he's thinking, "Yeah, you know what, I probably should have really gone to the temple." And he loses his desire for these women. He starts feeling like, "Wow, I'm really defiling myself, you know. What a waste of my life, you know." And he doesn't want to, you know, go through with why he came there in the first place. And the whole thing is just becoming very gross to him. And so his mind leaves the brothel and he's in the temple. And he's starting to think, what are they saying in the temple? And he starts bringing the words of the Upanishad to his mind. And he's starting to think about all of this wisdom. And he's reaching a higher and higher state of consciousness. And gradually, by the time the show at the brothel is over, he has reached this beautiful state of samadhi. And he leaves to find his friend in the temple because he's sure that his friend in the temple is in an even greater state. Scene changes to the temple. The guy in the temple is thinking, "You know what, I wish I'd gone to the brothel with my friend." And while he's listening to the Upanishad being spoken, his mind is actually somewhere else, and he's getting turned on by a very different sort of stimulation in his mind, and he falls to chakra 2. He meets his friend finally on the street outside. The friend is glowing, and he's in a very negative state. So it's not where you go physically. It's where are you really internally. And if you decide that you want to be in the temple, the inner temple, and really listen to the words of God that are playing there, that are being spoken, then something very magical will happen no matter where the body is located. So there's another saying in India about where we should be. And it's three words: Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. And it is said that the very inmost core of the soul is most accurately symbolized by those three terms. Satyam means this is the ultimate truth, the truth of our being. The very ground of our being is in the inmost consciousness, awareness. Shivam means the auspicious, the supreme goodness, and that the very source of goodness is at the core of yourself. And Sundaram means the beautiful, the very source of all beauty. Is in your own heart. And you are that. And when you realize that that's where you are in that place of ultimate truth and goodness and beauty, then you don't want to leave it to go anywhere else. That is the ultimate temple. And so when we meditate, that's where we want to be. And if we're there, we will be enjoying such bliss that no other ideas of any other kind of entertainment would arise to take us away from that. Because it's the ultimate grace and joy. So let's go now to Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram.